The reason why I want to save it for another time, we are now being joined by the champion of the Wyndham Championship, Jim Herman, yesterday getting his third career PGA Tour win right in our backyard at Sedgefield Country Club. He's joining us from Boston in what I'm sure has been a whirlwind of 48 hours or so, or really probably 24 hours. At about this time yesterday, you were winning the Wyndham Championship, Jim. I'm just interested, be honest, did you have any plans for this week that you had to change?
Yeah, I had a rental car. My rental car this week in Greensboro, I was driving home Sunday night. So I was just driving home about halfway, and then I'd finish up on Monday morning. I'd be home. I was going to be home to see my kids get home from school. So that was the plan. And that obviously changed. So other than that, no, just odds and ends. I was going to get my, little brief off season, 3 weeks off or so, get some work in, try to figure out my golf game and get it ready for the start of the season. So definitely a little bit of a change.
When did you have a feeling that you could win this tournament? Because on Friday, you were fighting just to make the cut.
Yeah, Friday was up and down. I really played well. I just had, I guess I was getting a little aggressive with some of the putts because I knew I needed to, make some birdies, and because I had made some bogeys, and nice to finish up, make the cut. I was inside the number by a couple, and, that got me off first on Saturday morning. Perfect greens. The weather held off. It was almost like unreal that we got in 18 holes on Saturday with no weather. I guess Saturday at some point, I think I got the lead, and I knew I wasn't going to be the leader at the end of the day, but I think that at that point, whenever you get the lead on the weekend, I think you feel like you're in the mix. But when I posted that 61, definitely I knew I was going to be in the mix. I knew I wasn't going to have the lead, but be one or two back, or ended up being four back. See, we played great as well on Saturday, but going to bed Saturday night, I knew I had to get out to a good start to be in the mix. You can't be even par through five or six when you start four back and expect to be in contention.
It's Wyndham champion Jim Herman with us here on Sports Hub Triad. I want to talk about 18. Did you really have no idea how close you got it to the pin on the approach shot?
I had zero idea. I had no idea. I could. The sun was just straight in my eyes. I had a 5-iron. I couldn't see where. I knew the direction it was on, but I couldn't see where it landed. I was just hoping it hadn't gone along. It was a 5 or a 6-iron coming in. I wanted to choke on the 5 a little bit. I wanted to get it back there. I knew 6 was going to be really difficult to release because I was going to have to hit it too hard, and I think it would have just, come on the front of the green and left myself a really long 2-putt opportunity. So we went with the 5, and I hit it exactly how I wanted, and, but I could not tell. I put my hands on my hips. Like, I was like, I can't see. I have no idea. Walking up, I still had no idea until I got up there and saw it behind the hole. So that was pretty pretty cool to see it there that close.
It was a dramatic finish for sure. It came down to the final putt, Billy Horschel there on the 18th. Television didn't do you much of a favor when they had the shots of you and the water bottle, and you eventually caught yourself. You started waving at the camera a bit, but when Horschel is standing there at the putt, what is going through your mind? What do you remember?
Oh man, you just, the water, I didn't even know the camera was on me, in scoring. And I'm like, that's, just taking some drinks. And then the TV's in there, and then they keep showing me, and I was like, oh, all right. And then I look over and the TV camera's right there. And then, I thought I had just put the water bottle down, and I guess I'd put the cap back on or laid it on there and took a drink with it. So that's been fun. I've gotten plenty of jokes about that. So yeah, you don't know how you're going to act. I've been in the last group the last two times I've won. So I was in the mix right there. I knew exactly what was going on. So to finish the group ahead, you're just playing the waiting game. I knew I was going to win if I made that putt on 18, because I knew Billy was in the fairway one behind, and you know, to go up two, I was going to win that, And I thought I made the putt, and then once Billy hit his great approach shot to the same spot, I was like, you know, this is going to be a playoff. I think he's going to make this. So I was just getting ready for that. You know, you never know. You still got to make the putt, obviously, but I was definitely just kind of getting ready for a playoff. And then when he missed, it was kind of just like, wow, that just happened. And, you know, I won.
Jim Herman with us here. He is the Wyndham champion from yesterday, getting set for the playoff this week, taking the biggest jump in the history of the FedEx Cup standings. Doing some homework on you, Jim. I'm interested in the angle with you and your relationship with the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I've even read you've gone as far to give him credit for fueling your professional career. How accurate is that statement?
Sure. No, for sure. You know, I was playing mini tours and, you know, going to PJ Tour Q School 4 years, 5 years, and couldn't get through to the tour, missing out at second stage every year. Very, very depressing, you know, choking it away. And, you know, when you don't get through, you don't have any status, and that's it. So after about 4 years of that, I kind of gave up on the mini tours and things like that. I got in the club professional business. I was an assistant professional at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida for two years. And I got an opportunity to take an assistant's position in New Jersey. My college roommate was working for Mickey Gallagher, and he took the job at Trump National Bedminster, and he recommended me to be an assistant after he was going to be the assistant. And then he had taken another position with Titleist and recommended me to come up. And, you know, I was wanting to be a golf professional, and you got to be in that New Jersey, New York Met section, you know, to learn from the best. And, you know, there's a lot more playing opportunities in the section up there for assistants. And so took the job up there, worked two seasons, and my first interaction with, you know, just Donald Trump at the time, I made a really good impression on him. I played really well, you know, shot in the mid-60s, I'm sure. I don't remember the exact score, but I really impressed him. And we, you know, from then on, he's all about first impressions. And, you know, I impressed him right away. And, you know, all whenever I'd be around him, he was always, you know, giving me positive ideas. And, you know, you're really good. You know, you're really good. You gotta make it on tour. I've played with tour players, and, you know, you can do it. And, you know, I went to Q school again, and, that fall, and I missed out, but, and then another year of working at the club. And, you know, we just played a lot of golf, and, was very positive influence. He saw a lot in my game. And, you know, I made it through finally that year in 2007. It was my eighth Q school. I finally got web. It was web.com at the time, or Nationwide Tour. Now the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
Finally got status out there, and I've been playing professionally ever since. I won 3 years later on that tour to get my way onto the PGA Tour in 2011. I've been playing ever since, and, you know, with my third win. So it's pretty amazing little timeline. And there's so many stories, you know, of guys, and that's my story. And I think it's pretty cool.
Have you heard from the president in the last 24 hours?
Just through a text through the head professional at Trump National, and he just wished along his well wishes for Sunday, and then he got a tweet from him. So it's always nice when you can get a tweet.
Yeah, that's always nice. Jim Herman with us here.
Yeah.
The Wyndham champion. Before I let you go, during a pandemic, how do you celebrate a PGA Tour win?
Well, you FaceTime your family, you FaceTime your mom, you know, you FaceTime your in-laws. That's it. You know, that's all you can do. Send, I've got a load of text messages and emails I've got to return. So, you know, it's not like it was, and things will be hopefully back to normal next year sometime, or sooner than later. But, you know, we're just very fortunate we were able to get back out and play and entertain and give the people something to watch. So we're very fortunate with that. a lot of testing. I'm here at testing now, so there's a lot going on with that. But, you know, you still celebrate. It's just a little different.
Congratulations, Jim. Thanks for spending the time in the triad today. Just a really tremendous story and a terrific win. We look forward to seeing you next year.
Yep, can't wait to come back. Thanks, guys.
There you go. That's Jim Herman. He's the champion of the Wyndham Championship with that terrific final round and barely making the cut on Friday. Just outstanding play throughout the final round. Great drama at the Wyndham Championship. I didn't see that he got a Trump tweet. Must have missed that earlier today. I'd like to think anytime he talks about sports, it's going to appear on my radar, especially if he's talking about, you know, somebody winning the Wyndham Championship. But I don't think I saw the tweet. But, yeah, it is neat, the relationship that he had there. Apparently, based on what I've read as well, Jim Herman played with the president 3 weeks ago, and he went further to say that he's a bit of a luck charm. Most times when he plays with the president, it results in just a month or so later him getting a PGA Tour win. I do see that he retweeted something. Oh, here we go. Great going, Jim. Proud of you. Sorry, I don't follow politics as closely as I should.